And roll in and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Got some more news to make you hate the way college football is going. Coming up in Guy Talk. Stay tuned for that. And more information now coming out about who's talking to who. We want Clint Kubiak and Carl. I want Clint Kubiak. Carl's more sold on John Harbaugh, and reading a lot of stuff out there right now that the Giants very interested and apparently moving up the schedule to get John Harbaugh on their interview list. And we talked about it earlier. Clint Kubiak is scheduled to meet with the Ravens after we found out from an Athletic article that apparently Todd Monken never spoke to Lamar Jackson, at least the last few months. And the go-between was one John Harbaugh. And it was John Harbaugh and his reluctance to move on from Todd Monken, the former Georgia offensive coordinator, which may in part have been the reason he got. So there's a lot of soap opera going on. And this is the kind of stuff we just talked about. What goes on in these interview processes and everybody the Falcons are going to be bringing in? These are the kind of questions. I mean, who wouldn't ask, hey, what the heck happened with your star quarterback? You know, why did things go south? Be curious to see if Arthur Blank and maybe Matt Ryan will be in that room to ask the question to John Harbaugh. What do you make of this Athletic story saying that you had some serious dysfunction in your quarterback room?
Look, he's going to have to answer all of that, Mike. I mean, seriously, even if it's not here, even if it's with the Giants.
Right, where everybody's going to want to know.
Everybody's going to want to know, and he's going to have to answer those questions. But I also think, you know, you can deflect that, Mike, by saying, hey, look at my resume. Look at how much we won. Look at what my quarterback was able to do. Do you have a two-time MVP quarterback in the last 5 years? Like, he could sit there and deflect all of that by saying nothing was wrong and all you have to do is look at the results. The reality is, if there was something wrong, and is he going to admit that as he's trying to get a new job? Yeah, you know what? Me and Eric, we were going around and around, and I just didn't like the way he – I don't think you get jobs moving forward by telling everybody your dirty laundry, right? By putting it out there. So I think he's going to have to admit some things, but I don't know how detailed or how deep he'll go into what the problems were.
A lot of guys are wishing, and guys, that's some crazy talk. You may have read that article in the Baltimore Sun a few weeks ago. The Ravens are not moving off of Lamar Jackson. No, they're going to bring a coach in here to get the most out of Lamar Jackson.
You don't move on from a franchise quarterback.
Period.
You just don't.
The Dolphins may move on from Tua because they don't believe in Tua.
Different
because
deal.
Tua is just not that guy. Lamar is that guy. Just gotta, you know, if I'm a coach with Lamar, when you're playing the video games, I need you to have a football under your arm. You gotta stop fumbling. That's one thing you gotta stop doing.
It's gonna be interesting. I can't wait to see or hear what Arthur has to say to tomorrow in regards to just a variety of things with this organization. And I think you said something, Mike. What brought you here? Is this just you sitting around? Was this the consulting firm? Was this you talking to your new people? And I don't know what brought you here where you went, I need to have a separation of what we've done and how we're going to move forward.
Right.
Right.
I mean, and this is where I read a CBS Sportsline article talking about, you know, where the jobs rank. I think it's the Falcons fourth or fifth. And they were talking about the quarterback, you know, and are you going to be required to fix Penix Jr.? You know, and that's a great question. They also said, and in their words, CBS said, hiring a consultant firm, and they told you to change everything. Not a good sign. So, yes, it's not a good sign. It's a very big red flag.
It is. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We got a lot more to get to. If you're just joining us, this Trae Young thing is heating up. Sounds like it could happen a lot sooner than what we thought, even, as Shams Charania is reporting, as we just talked about. Trey's destination. He is down with the Wizards, and apparently it looks like that may happen. So stay tuned. We will keep you updated.
Hey.
It could happen, guys, as early as tomorrow, maybe tonight. We don't know how soon. But once you start talking about, Mike, we are agreeing to this. They agree. We agree. Then it's just about what are we getting in return, and all of a sudden this thing can go through.
Right, and you're never going to see Trae in a Hawks uniform again. You and I were talking about that. And just during the commercial break, Day-Day and Orr and I were kicking it around with you about, you know, when will the Wizards get good? You know, they got Sar, you know, teach that big Frenchman how to pick and roll with Trae. You got, again, a chance to get some big draft picks. They've got cap space. So, I mean, well, I know Hawks fans will be watching that, and that'll be the great what if and see where they go and where we go.
You know what's funny, though? If you're Trae, you're like, damn, been here. Done that.
Doing it again.
You know what I mean? Like, this is why the Luka situation looks so much better as he goes to the Lakers and they got some players. And even though LeBron's at the tail end, it's like, okay, I got traded, but damn, we got something to work with. And I know they're going to build around me. You're going to a place where, again, you came to Atlanta as a 19, 18-year-old kid. And you're like, okay, I know we're not good right now, but we got to build. first two seasons of Trey's tenure here were terrible because the team wasn't any good.
Right. I do think, you know, over the course of their run, you know, there was an early spat of immaturity and some things that Carl and I, again, this doesn't register with Trey Head, so I'm not even going to bother. We just didn't like the way things went down when Nate got fired and how Trey handled it. That's ancient history now.
It is.
Luka is fat and lazy and is a major problem and has gotten guys traded from his
old
team.
Oh, you mean those pictures were Photoshopped?
Yes, they were.
Of course they were. I told you I didn't believe in it. Soft body Luka still exists.
I just got out of... Why do you play rim shot? I just got out of sauna, for crying out loud.
Oh, you lost some weight in the sauna?
A few pounds. By the way, great advice. Do not eat chicken and waffles in sauna. It gets very mushy.
Oh, you try to eat chicken and waffles in the sauna?
Multitasking, come.
Did you put syrup on those in the sauna too then, Luka?
No, that'd be crazy.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
You like the portal? I mean, you don't because your team right now is not doing a damn thing.
I did. I was talking to a buddy of mine, Logan Robinson, covers the Noles. 32 players in the portal. Check that. 33 players now in the portal. And the last count, only 6 coming in. So if there's a flow chart, more is going out and less is coming in right now.
Are you losing really good talent?
Yes. Well, define good talent when you didn't make the postseason. You didn't make a bowl game. But the guys that you wanted to play, wanted to see play, are all leaving. So anybody who wants to go to Florida State games with me, it's not exactly a robust home schedule. The Falcons have a much more attractive home schedule. It's going to be a nightmare. But yes, sir, it's a disaster. The big one, and we were just talking during the break, is you got a guy who's the fourth string running back for Oregon.
Yeah.
Who now kind of gets pressed into service because it's Jordan Davison got hurt, and now he would be technically the third string running back in a semifinal game. Guy's name is Jaden Lamar.
It's big.
And he's hitting the portal. Like on the eve of the game, 2 days out, he's hitting the portal.
Well, this is, again, not the kid's fault. This is the schedule fault. This is the scheduling and the timing of when these things take place.
So the NCAA's got to change those dates.
You got to change the windows.
They have to.
You got to change the windows. Listen, either the games are completely done and then the portal opens, right, is obviously the best way to do this because, Mike, then you don't have to worry about these situations. You talk about, you know, Oregon. Washington has the most interesting situation going on right now. And it's so funny because I heard Bunk talking about it because that's his squad. And he was like, hey, our quarterback's staying. And I thought the same thing the other day. I was like, cool. Damon Williams can play. If you didn't see Washington this year, they were very talented, good quarterback. He signs a deal to stay. Then he says, nah, you know what? I got to do what's best for me. I'm going to hit the portal. And everybody assumes, and this is the assumption, Mike, that LSU upped the ante, probably by $1 million or so, and all of a sudden now he's back in the portal. Washington's like, hold on, player. You can't do this. You signed to come back. So now they're threatening legal action to say, hey, Damon Williams, you're our guy. Legally, you signed an NIL deal. You're our guy. You can't go anywhere. Mike, this is a mess.
Look, the thing, and we said this, it gets in front of a judge. You and I were talking to a couple of lawyers about this a couple of weeks ago. It's either in the contract or it isn't. If it's in the contract, he owes Georgia money. And it's not predatory. It's like, give me a break. The world's smallest violin for a guy who didn't live up to his expectations at Georgia, transferred because his father is a coach, a position coach, played with his dad, right? That was part of the reason behind the move to Columbia. But either way, if it's in black and white, you owe him money. End of story. And I don't blame Georgia for going after him. And now, as you said, leaving and now trying to skedaddle out of Missouri.
Yeah, I'm talking about Damon Williams, the quarterback out of Washington.
I'm talking about the linebacker from Missouri.
Correct.
Sorry about that.
Yes. No, you're fine. And they're both really weird situations because you would think a guy who had the kind of success at Mizzou would end up staying. This quarterback thing, though, the reason why it's a mess is because people are saying Kiffin is tampering. That once a kid signs, you shouldn't be able to go back in and even contact them, Mike, and have an opportunity to maybe change their mind. I'm signed. Hey, we're leaving you alone. So if this turns out to be true, and if Lane gets this quarterback, I said today on Twitter, look, it's not Lane's fault. It's not. Because the rules allow this to take place.
Well, I mean, but is there something in black and white from the NCAA saying once you've signed on the line, inferred, isn't it?
It should be. But here's the deal. When these kids are allowed to say, you know what? I changed my mind. I want to get in the portal. You can't blame the coach who may be calling behind closed doors. You're just saying, oh, well, all right, maybe he wants to change his mind. There's always a reason why you change your mind.
Because he thought, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Lane Kiffin think he was getting Bryce Underwood?
He did.
From Michigan,
he
right?
He did. And Underwood is staying at Michigan.
Whittingham, obviously, put a full court press on him, convinced the young man to stay there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, you wanted to add something to this whole thing?
So this is not the first time. It was last year. It was kind of under the radar, but there was a player, a cornerback from Wisconsin, who decided he was going to come back, and I guess he signed a deal with Wisconsin, and then he decided to transfer to Miami, and Wisconsin was like, wait, hold up. You signed and said you were going to stay here with us, and it came out maybe later on that there was some tampering going on. So that was the first time we had seen something along these lines where a kid had signed, decided to stay, and then decided to transfer after he had already signed a contract.
Yeah, look, it's a fundamental problem. These are the things that have to be changed. These are the things that have to be ironclad, Mike, to your point about once this happens, you're done. Mm. You are staying wherever you've made your decision once I've signed. But these kids have an out, and they're backing out of these deals. And I'm curious to see what happens with Damon Williams. And if he ends up at LSU, everybody's going to be like, oh, Lane. I don't know, man. Mm. By the way, speaking of quarterbacks, Mike, what do you make of Alabama's quarterback deciding to leave Alabama and go pro?
I think he should stay another year, especially if you can get paid. You brought up earlier, if he's making three and a half, what do we think he's making?
Simpson.
You know, if he's making that money, why doesn't Ty Simpson stay and enjoy, get better, and then secure himself a top 10 spot in the draft?
Yeah.
Because right now, I mean, I don't know, we'd have to look at draft projections. Where is Ty Simpson in the draft right
30th.
Now?
30th.
Yeah, that's do another year. But here's the thing. In the old days, you'd have to take a life insurance policy out on yourself with Lloyd's or
come
something,
back,
right,
yeah.
for an injury. Now you can play and get paid and get better at your job, and then boom. I mean, do you think Carson Beck hurt himself? No, Carson Beck's going to be able to, by the way, where do you think he goes? Top 15?
Yeah, look, I think, and especially if he performs here in these next couple of games, Mike, and they get to the national championship, he did the right thing. Coming back to school for Carson Beck, he helped himself. And I think he has improved his draft status. Here's the post he put out there. We're talking about Ty Simpson from Alabama. Bama fans grateful for every single second. Blessed beyond measure to be able to chase my dreams. Time to roll. Roll Tide. And then he goes on to say it wasn't perfect, and it didn't have to be. But every moment had meaning, and I gave Alabama my all. I got so much more in return. Coach Saban was right. It was all worth it. And then he's got a pitcher with a cigar in his mouth and, you know, them winning.
Well, look, I mean, don't get it wrong. I mean, I'd be trying to get in the NFL too, but now the money is so comparable. You know, you still make more money as a first-round guaranteed pick.
Correct, correct.
And what you're going to get even with the fifth-year bonus, et cetera. But still.
You like, but seriously, like, I mean, like what's like, his upside? You like Ty Simpson a lot or you like him okay?
Milroe should have stayed in school. Who am I forgetting? With the Colts.
Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson should have stayed in school. But this guy, he looked pretty darn good.
He did.
I mean, his worst half, he didn't lose the game against Florida State. Their defense lost that game.